Kick off our half week of prayer with our encounter worship, which is at 6 o'clock tonight. And then from tomorrow morning until Wednesday morning, our week of prayer. And the themes for our week of prayer are two. First of all, letting go of five false beliefs that we could hold on to, ways in which we displace God from his rightful place in our lives, and that we make ourselves vulnerable to wrong thoughts and the wrong beliefs, and dishonoring God. And the second thing is to ask the question, who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? As you know from reading the scriptures, the question, who is my neighbor, is what prompted Jesus to tell the parable of the Good Samaritan. And at the conclusion of that parable, Jesus said to the person who'd asked him that question, he said, you go and you do the same. And so I thought that it would be right for us to ask the question, we already know from Jesus that we are to go and to do the same, but it would be right for us to ask the question, who is my neighbor? So please join us tonight for our encounter worship, and Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. here in the church, and 6 p.m. in the evenings for our half week of prayer. Now, if you've been observant, you might see that there are some little slips of paper scattered around the church. Now, they're not orders or instructions, but I'll explain what those are in a little bit, in a minute. Now, at this time of year, there's only 30, so there isn't one for every seat. But at this time of year, a lot of people think about a word. The word is resolutions. Has anybody thought about resolutions? Does everybody know what a resolution is to begin with? Everybody know what a resolution is? I can see some nods. Okay, that's good. What about you older folks? Do you all know what a resolution is as well? Okay, no. You're shaking your head, Vicky. You don't know. Okay. Well, a resolution, generally at the beginning of a year, about this time of year, or you know, tail end of the previous year, people start making promises to themselves and sometimes to other people that they're going to do something different over the course of the year ahead, that they're going to make a decision, they're going to make a choice, and they're going to do something different. Now, there's quite a lot of things that people could choose to do, but I found 30, and I've printed them off and scattered them about the church. Not very evenly, because there's 16 on this side and 14 on that side. But I wonder if some people could help me gather them up. I wonder if we have some volunteers who'd be happy to help me gather up all these little slips of paper. Anybody? Would you be happy to help me? Anyone? Put your hand up if you're happy to help me. Or I'm just going to stand here and keep on talking, you know, until the cows come home. If necessary, until your dinner is either burnt or gone cold. And I'm going to ask three questions about these resolutions, these slips of paper. I'm going to ask three questions when we've gathered them all. Now, while we're collecting them, thank you very much. Hope they're all in alphabetical order. Okay, thank you. A resolution is often a challenge. It's often, you know, it's not something easy for some people. The resolution is sometimes something that's actually quite tricky or quite difficult. For many people, have you got them? Brilliant, thank you. And you've got some for me too? Brilliant, thank you. So a resolution isn't always something that's easy. It could be something that's actually quite difficult to do, or something that people haven't been able to do for quite some time. But another thing about resolutions is that they sometimes, people have a sense of obligation about a resolution, that they feel that this thing that they want to do, that they want to change, is something that comes with a sense of shouldness, that they should be doing these things, that they ought to be doing these things because it's good for them or good for other people. And with this sense of shouldness and oughtness, sometimes there's a sense of condemnation, that we're somehow less than what we could be because we're not doing these things, that we're failing and we're inadequate in some way. And I think the Bible, and God's word, and God himself would have to say, would want to say a lot to us about this sense of failure or inadequacy or being condemned. Because we know that, you know, with God, because of Jesus, there is no condemnation. Well, that's not to say that we shouldn't, you know, have some resolutions and do some good things. Now, I wonder if I can have some helpers here. I wonder if we can have a couple of people who can just help me read a few of these out, okay? So anybody here who'd like to help me? Can you read, sir? Can you read? Are you? Okay. So could you read this? Could you read this resolution? It's...
All right, so learn or resume a craft, e.g. sewing, knitting, or crochet, etc.
Okay, thank you. Has anybody made that their resolution for this year, to resume a craft, such as sewing, knitting, crochet, or, I don't know, making pottery or something like that? Yeah, would you like to tell everybody?
Is that
drawing?
Drawing, fantastic, brilliant. Okay, I'm going to ask somebody else. So if you want to pick one, sir.
You tell me what's on the card.
Okay, it's Ace of Spades. Okay, yes.
Oh, that's a good one for me. Save more money, give more money.
Mm. Save more money or give more money. Thank you very much. Okay, would you like to choose one? Okay. So, okay, that's brilliant. And what does that one say?
Improve your mental health or well-being.
Wow, fantastic. That'd be a really good one. Girls, would you like to choose one? No, okay. They don't know who I am. Okay. Sir, do you know who I am?
Yes, I do.
Okay, would you like to choose from the pile?
This one.
Yep. Okay, fantastic. Well, what does that say?
Learn.
Or?
Learn or resume playing a musical instrument.
Okay. Anybody given up on their musical skills? Anyone? Because of the £1,000 piano I bought for you, which is still gathering dust in the corner of the living room. That's why I'm looking at you. Noah's played it more than you have. Anyway, okay, well, you need to resume. Okay, do you want to pick one at random? I wasn't looking at you, dear, until you mentioned it. What does your one say?
Not a good one for me. Eat healthier and give up processed foods.
Okay, yep, that's a good one. Okay, has anybody made that their New Year's resolution? Anyone? No? You're all going to continue to eat unhealthily and as much processed food as possible. So the price of Spam is going to go through the roof as you all do fried Spam fritters for breakfast, lunch, and tea. Okay. Jacob, would you like to choose one? Yeah, take one from there. What does that one say?
Keep a positive attitude.
Keep a positive attitude. I think that would be a really good resolution. Anybody here like to choose one? How about you, young sir?
I like the word young.
Learn a new skill or start a hobby.
Ooh, okay. Anybody thought taking up a new skill or hobby? No? Okay, how about you ladies? You like to choose one?
Explore your artistic creativity, draw, paint, write, etc.
Ooh, okay. Anybody wanting to do that? No? Has anybody made a resolution at all? Or did I see your hand up there, Lorna? Or are you just interjecting? Okay. Okay, how about you? Okay.
Learn photography.
Learn photography. Fantastic. Anyone else? You want to choose one? You're not choosing one. You know, that's going to be your resolution. I'm not forcing it on you, but... we should do that, actually. Oh, they will go on the floor. Okay. Well, read all three.
Oh, be more patient.
You've got good reason to be patient, haven't you?
Exactly. Travel somewhere new or somewhere old.
Oh, okay.
Be better organised, improve self-management.
Wow, fantastic, yeah.
You don't need to bother with me, I'm fine.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, you
I
do.
I have one.
Go on then, pick one. What does it say?
Eat more, drink more, sleep more.
No, that's not what it says.
Oh, sorry. Start a graduate journal.
Gratitude, sorry.
I thought graduate.
Well, you could graduate, yeah.
Start a graduate journal and be more grateful.
Be more grateful, yeah.
That's true, I should do
yeah, that. Yeah, you could start with your wife.
I'm always grateful to
all. Yeah, you could. All right, that's fantastic. How about over here? Anybody want to pick one? We were all like hunkering down in your seats, hoping I don't come this way. Who wants? Pam, you'll be brave enough to pick one. From that pile. Yeah.
Join a group or class, for example, history, art, upholstery, etc.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. You could do something. How about you, Margaret? You want to? Yeah. Just. Take three or four if you want to. What does it say?
Cultivate new friendship, renew old friendship.
Right, yeah. How about that for a resolution? Okay, can I just squeeze past? Would you like to pick one?
Sure.
Okay, sorry, I've got too many. That's the done pile. Let me put those down. So, yeah, one from here. Yeah.
Practice self-care.
Practice self-care. Yeah, pamper yourself. Look after yourself. You deserve it. You don't. Oh, of course you do. Come on, pick one. Pick one or two or three.
I was going to think on this one.
Look on the back.
Absolutely, exactly. Improve your posture, do Pilates.
Okay. Yeah.
It was better than the one I had earlier.
Better than the one you had earlier, yeah. Oh, well, this is the one you had earlier, wasn't it?
So this is the one I had earlier. For most dyslexic person in the room, read more books.
How about you, Laura? You want to pick one?
Okay. Explore nature.
Yeah. Explore nature. Be outdoors. Whoops. And marvel at the we've been watching, you know, nature documentaries, and there's one about Thailand. And that I saw on BBC. It was amazing. I love those Planet Earth, those nature documentaries. You know, I think I met somebody who was studying. He came to the church. He's the son of a family who come to visit us occasionally, and he's in the University of North of England studying to be a nature documentary maker. And I thought, wow, if I was his age, I would love to be studying to do that. Okay, so would you like to pick one? Would you like to pick one of these slips of paper? Okay, we're not going to force you to do it, but just if you can read it out for us.
Be more kind.
Be more kind. I'm sure you're very kind, but I think we could all be more kind. How about you, Helen? You want to pick one or two or three?
Improve professional skills and qualifications.
Mm-hmm. That is a resolution that many people choose. How about you, Claire? Would you like to choose one? Oops, to the beat of the drum. Drum roll, please, for Claire.
Attend cultural events, concerts, theatre, etc.
Okay, yeah. Opera, even. Ballet. Anybody been to the ballet recently? You have now? Okay, that wasn't very balletic. Okay. Well, there's a few more, and I'll just read some of these out. Reduce screen time. Take a digital detox. Has anybody thought of doing that? Putting down your devices, getting out from behind the screen, maybe spending more time in a book or going out and going with people and just sitting with friends or being with nature. Volunteer regularly. That's another one. That's very popular. Reduce your stress. Oh, if only we knew how. I'm sure that would be high up on everybody's list of resolutions. Start a garden, or finally get round to sorting out the mess that is your current garden. Has anybody who's got green fingers? Anybody green fingered? Anybody love gardening? And yes, no, there's a few hands. Okay, yep, fantastic. Get more sleep. Well, Gordon, that was yours. Well, better sleep. Yeah, that's another option. Okay. Welcome, do come in. Break a bad habit. How about that for a resolution? Anybody got any bad habits? Is it just me? Is it just me who's got bad habits? So we're talking about resolutions and the resolutions. Learn to dance. Anybody taking up a resolution, they're going to learn to dance this year, you know, or they're just going to let their hair down and put on their dancing shoes and just go wild listening to the radio or the CD play or something like that. Who's Claire? I see you nodding. Are you going to do dirty dancing in the kitchen? Are you? Or you do it all the time, so it's not a resolution. You're already there. Fantastic. And here's one. Regular exercise or sports. Okay. Anybody? Yes, Kerry. That's, yeah, definitely. Yeah, we could all do that. Yeah, one of the best things I did since I got my own gym membership was to get my son Noah a gym membership. Because now, when I don't want to go to the gym, he's there like, come on, Dad, we're going to the gym. You know, so he's my inspiration. When I grow up, I want to be like him. You know, I admire him in so many ways. Now, this was just 30 sample resolutions that people may have chosen, that they might have chosen. But actually, there's some research, some serious proper research based on this. And which one of these, this is the first of my three questions that I'm going to ask. Who has already decided to make one of these their resolution? Doesn't matter which one, but just any of these, who's already decided to make one of those their resolution? Here, just put your hand up. You don't have to say which one. So you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 7 people who have already decided that one of these is going to be your resolution for this year. That's brilliant. Thank you. Now, the second question is, which of these do you think is the most popular, the most frequently chosen resolution of them all? Which do you think of all these is the one that most people choose? Diet and exercise, did somebody say? Yeah, eat healthy.
More sleep.
Yeah. And anybody choose give more money or volunteer more, apart from Gordon, that is, you know? Anyone? No. Well, actually, you're right. Health choices that affect our physical health and our well-being are top of the list of people wanting to make a difference in their lives, to be more healthy, to get more exercise or engage in a sport, in an activity, and improve their physical health and their mental health and their well-being. Now, here's my third question. According to the research, how many people, what percentage of people will keep up that resolution for more than 1 year once they've made their resolution? So shout some numbers out at me. Who thinks it's like in the high, like 90 plus percent? Anyone?
20%.
Okay. 1 or 2%. Oh dear, that's really low. Between sort of 1 or 2 and 90, anybody think, you know, anybody? 10? Okay. 20. Well, on average, most people keep their resolution for about 3.5 months. But the percentage of people who will keep their resolution for more than 1 year is 6%. So, Helen, you were close, a little bit pessimistic, but close. But well done. Yeah, the number of people who actually keep their resolution for 1 year, for 1 year, is 1% will keep it for 12 months, and then they'll give up. But 6 will actually keep it up and keep on going. So that's good that 6% do, but that means 94% don't. Okay. And this is why I said that with making decisions like resolutions, there's often a sense of condemnation and failure. In that, like, you know, I said, you know, I was going to get a gym membership and I'm going to go like 5 times a day and I'll be there on the treadmill, I'll be doing my boxing, I'll be like Rocky, I've got the eye of the tiger, da da da, you know, I've got the music pumping and I'm like puffing away on the treadmill, you know, 2 miles an hour, and I'm thinking, I'm like all gung-ho, but you know what, before long, you know, it just gets tiresome, and then I look out the window and it's cold outside and it's wet outside, and I put another log on the radiator and just snuggle closer to it. And I just go, you know what, I just don't really fancy going to the gym today. Who's done that? It's just me, isn't it? It's just me. I'm the only one. But well, you know what, yes, there are times when you have to. There are times when you have to, and there are times when you just got to get yourself up and out there and do it. Even our Christian resolutions, you know, that we might decide, you know, that we're going to volunteer more or contribute more, or we're going to read the Bible through in a year or attend prayer meetings a bit more diligently. Even these come with a sense of oughtness and shouldness. But with God, there is no condemnation, that there is a great freedom which comes from our relationship with God, that he has set us free in order that we can say yes to all these good and wonderful things. but that there is no longer that obligation and that sense of condemnation. It's like I said last time, that God doesn't threaten us. He invites us to embrace more and more of his life within us. He doesn't say, do this or else. He says, come to me and have fullness of life. Enjoy peace, enjoy that. Now, I wonder if you're familiar with the story of Martha and Mary. Is anybody familiar with the Bible story of Martha and Mary? And I have that here, just to remind us. Now, I wonder if there's somebody, I won't ask you, Matt, but if somebody who would like to do some more reading this year, who would like to read this short passage which tells the story from the Bible of Martha and Mary. Anybody would like to volunteer to read? Judy, oh, thank you so much, Judy. Let's get you mic'd up, wired for sound. Okay, increase the bass. Okay, can I get a drum beat, please? Okay, so this is Judy reading to us, thank you, the story of Martha and Mary, thank you.
Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you're anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.
Amen. Thank you, Judy. That was brilliantly read. Thank you. Who's like Martha? Anyone? Who's a bit like Martha? Who gets anxious and troubled about many things? I know I do, and I can't be the only one. I think we all get anxious and troubled about many things. We fret and we fuss, and we get a bit hot under the collar and a bit bothered, don't we? Now, I read some advice recently. I get a lot of emails. I subscribe to some are about how I could be, you know, better organized and better manage my time. And one of the things I read is that I shouldn't be making resolutions. What I should be doing is making habits, rather than making a vague promise about what I will do and how I will change and how I want to make a difference in my life. Rather than just making these grandiose and grand, you know, promises to myself and, you know, spending, you know, money on new gym clothes or whatever, and then they just sort of, you know, get dusty in the cupboard because they never get used. But to start with small habits and just to build up those habits. Because if you really want to make a difference, if you really want to have something different happen in your life, it isn't enough, we're told, to simply have a hope and to have a dream. That if we want to get something different, we have to do something different. And I think there is a lot of wisdom in this, but I think we also need to be cautious. Because in the world of business, we get a lot of analogies from the world of business, from the world of sport, we get a lot of analogies from sports and sporting teams. Even from the world of the military, when we do get, you know, analogies about even the Bible talks about, you know, the soldier and the armor of God. There's always this emphasis on passion, on drive, on commitment, on zeal, on setting goals and reaching targets, on incremental improvements, on major gains, on our personal effectiveness and our efficiency as individuals and as an organization. And while I believe it's true that many of these ideas can be helpful to us as individuals and helpful to us as a church, I think also at the same time, we have to remember that we are a church. We are not a sports team. You know, thank you. I mean, look at me. You know, if I'm an athlete, I might be a darts player. But, you know, that's about the limit. You know, we're not a business. We are not, you know, a cutthroat business and a dog-eat-dog, you know, world. You know, we are not a military unit. We are not the A-team. We are not a crack commando unit that's been trained. We are not, you know, ninjas. Maybe we're God's ninjas, but we're not, you know, so a lot of these things that we get from our emails and from posters and motivational things, which tell us how to be effective and efficient, they don't really apply to us as the family of God. There is some wisdom there, but we need to be cautious. Because a lot of our resolutions start from me and from you. They don't start from God. They start with what I want. I want this. I want to be fit. I want to be healthy. I want to be more effective. I want to be more liked. I want to get out more. I want to make more money, save more money, give more money, this, that, and the other. I need this. I want this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go there. I'm going to, you know. And as Christians, we would naturally look to God to come and help us with our plans. We say, dear God, please help me with this. Please assist me in this. Give me wisdom in this. But I wonder if we still have this the wrong way round, because we're starting with ourselves. We're starting with what Martha had, with her anxieties and her troubles and her cares and concerns. But there's a better way. There is a better way, which is what Jesus tried to tell Martha. See, we're all guilty of this, of bringing our plans and our thoughts and our goals to God and hoping that he will bless those plans, that he will assist those plans, and he will make us successful. But it's still our plans. We ask God for his help, for his strength, for his wisdom, for his guidance and his directions, but we're still starting from the base of my plan, my will, my goal, and my ambition. But what could happen if you and I were to take this idea and flip it on its head, and instead of starting with my goal, my plan, my ambition, and my resolutions for this year, if we were to come before God and ask him, Lord, what are your plans for me for this year? What are your goals for me for this year? Because if we were to find out what are God's plans and God's goals and God's will for me for this year, we wouldn't have to ask him for his wisdom and his strength, because we would know for a fact that God will equip us and assist us for all that he wants to do in us and through us. We wouldn't have to ask, because we would know he wants to accomplish his plans in us. What is the good portion for you and for me for this year? And I think I'd like to spend a little time now just asking him. And while I do this, I'm going to read a Bible verse, and it's the same Bible verse, and it will be quite well known to us all. I'm going to read it in a number of different translations, and each of these different translations brings out different nuances and different meanings of this verse. And while I'm reading it, I'd like us all just to come before God and say, Lord, what are your plans for me for this year? Not my plans, not my ambition, not my resolutions, but Father God, what are your plans for me? What do you want to achieve in me? What goals do you want me to reach? How do you want me to change this year? And so as I read these verses out, I'd like us just to prayerfully come before God and just ask him, Father, speak to me and show me and tell me how you want me to change. Jesus said, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come to me, all of you who are tired from carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke and put it on you, and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will find rest. For the yoke I will give you is easy, and the load I will put on you is light. burned out, running on red, pull in at my service station and I'll give you a break. Agree to carry my cases, copy me on how to carry them best. Listen to my quietly spoken advice that I'll never shove down your throat, and your soul will think it's on a luxury holiday. Because what I ask you to carry for me is light and streamlined to cause the least resistance. It'll be so part of you, you'll hardly notice its weight. Are you weighed down with the burdens of life? Is it all just too much of a struggle? What a relief it would be to find someone to help you through it. I'm that someone. Come to me and let me soothe your soul. Following me is easy compared with struggling to live life in your own strength. Are you tired? Worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Come to me, all of you who are tired and have heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Accept my teachings and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in spirit. And you will find rest for your lives. The burden that I ask you to accept is easy. The load I give you to carry is light. Amen. Did anybody feel that they sensed God was speaking to them and talking about the rest that he promises? Anybody feel they'd like to share? It's not compulsory, but how many feel they'd like to share? Just put your hand up and wave, and you can just, otherwise it's just between you and God. No, that's fine.
Not sure if I can find the words, but what I just noticed this morning is I've got a few things I want to implement this year, and there are two things that the resolution was born out of: a sense of anxiety. It was based on my own anxiety. If I don't implement this, then something bad might happen. But there is one resolution which I know it's from God, because it fills me with so much joy. And it's the resolution to, it's very simple. Next year, I want to go through this year noticing people more. And that's, you know, noticing my husband, my children, my dearest and nearest. Noticing people in our church family, noticing the lady behind the checkout at Tesco's, just noticing people.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bless you. Okay. So anyone else feels they feel they'd like to share? Not compulsory, not at all. Okay, so I'll ask our worship team to come back up and I'll close this part of our service with prayer. Lord Jesus, you spoke to Martha. You could see that she was trying to do something good for you and for your disciples. She wanted to host you. She wanted to serve you. She wanted to do something for you, something that honored you, something that showed her love for you. And yet somehow she got all stressed and worked up and anxious about it. And when she looked at her sister, who was just not helping her, she got resentful. And I think a lot of us can resonate with that feeling. But Lord Jesus, you turned to Martha and spoke such words of love to her. You could see that she was anxious and she was troubled about many things. But you said only one thing is necessary. You said Mary had chosen the good portion, and that would never be taken from her. Never be taken from her. And Father God, we come with our troubles. We come with our anxieties and our cares and concerns. And we come with even the godly desire to serve you and honor you and do these things for you, for your church, for your kingdom. But Lord, if we've taken our eyes off you, then we're just fretting and fussing. Lord, we want to choose the good portion. You are our portion, Jesus. Help us just to put aside all the fuss and all the mess and all the bother. And I was thinking about the Lord's words to Abraham. When the Lord said, Abraham, I am your shield and your very great reward. And we ask that you would be for us, yes, our shield, but even more, our reward. Not that you would reward us with this thing or that thing, but you yourself would draw close to us, that we would draw close to you, that we would choose and that we would find the good portion, Jesus. And that we would follow you, and that we would sit with you, and that we would be one with you. Amen. Amen. Okay, there's a comment from Tracy on Zoom. Thank you, Ian, for bringing this to me. Her comment is this: the last verse suggested to me that we accept him and share him, which is a light burden, and the heavy load he takes is our worries, anxieties, and problems. Okay, thank you, Tracy, for posting that comment. With him, all things are possible. Amen. Okay.
So, I just wanted to quickly share, actually, it's quite similar to Catherine's. The Lord seems to be saying to me, there's that verse in Romans, that in as much as it's up to me to live at peace with everyone, and this next song is about that. It's called Oh How Good It Is When the Family of God Dwells Together in Spirit, in Faith and Unity. It's based on Psalm 133, if you want to look it up later. Jesus.
And we with the happy and weep with those who mourn. For the weak find strength, the afflicted find grace when we offer the blessing of belonging. So with one voice we'll sing to the Lord, and with one heart we'll live out his word till the whole earth sees the Redeemer has come, for he dwells in the presence of his people. Oh, how good it is to embrace his command, to prefer one another, forgive as he forgives. When we live as one, we all share in the love of the Son with the Father and the Spirit. So with one voice we'll sing to the Lord, and with one heart we'll live out his word till the whole earth sees the Redeemer has come, for he dwells in the presence of his people.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you dwell here in the presence of your people. Thank you that you lead us and guide us and put that light before us and help us to follow that light and listen to your voice as we step out into 2025. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, everybody. Please take your seats. Please join us for refreshments. Everybody is welcome. Great to have you here. Please join us for refreshments. Thank you, everybody who has been watching on Zoom. And I've just been corrected. I gave the wrong time out for the evening prayer meeting. So tonight, 6 o'clock here in the church, but then Monday night and Tuesday night, it's at 7 p.m. So thank you, Doug, for setting me on the straight and narrow. Look forward to seeing all who are able and willing to come to join us at our encounter worship tonight at 6, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m., and Monday and Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. as we gather and we pray. Thank you. Please join us for refreshments, and Happy New Year.